Hi everybody, and welcome to week number 3 of the Our Covenant God Bible study. Last week we had a look at some of the vestiges or remnants of blood covenant in today's society. And we looked at things like the handshake. We looked at things like when you raise your hand to wave hello and goodbye to somebody. We looked at things like raising your hands in worship, even clinking your glasses together when you drink wine with somebody. And we recognized that all of them originated with blood covenant. Another one that I thought of after we had finished last week's study was when you see somebody surrendering to someone else. Like, for example, we see it all the time on television, criminals surrendering to the police. And when you see that happen, you expect to see them raise their hands in the air. Why? Because it's a sign of defeat. It means that they give up. It means that they have no fight left inside of them. It means that they have lost and you have won. They will not resist any longer. But see, in the days of blood covenanting, that same act used to have a very different meaning. In fact, what it used to mean is that if a person was attacked and it looked like they were about to be defeated, what they would do is they would simply raise their hands in the air to reveal their blood covenant scar. And when they did that, what that meant to the attacker was, hey, look here, check out my scar. You are not just attacking me, because I might be small and you might be big, but I have a blood covenant friend, and my blood covenant friend is bigger than you. And you're attacking me, so you're attacking him. And that simple act, just raising your hand and revealing your blood covenant scar, was often enough to cause the attackers to turn around and walk away. Now, you might wonder where I get some of this information from. And a lot of it I get from the works of H. Clay Trumbull. That's Henry Clay Trumbull. He is an author who lived over 100 years ago. Well, these books were written over 100 years ago. And 3 of his books deal very specifically and extensively with the subject of blood covenant. 4 of his books I have listed as resources on the website. One would be Friendship, The Master Passion. Another one would be Blood Covenant, The Blood Covenant. Another would be The Salt Covenant. And another would be The Threshold Covenant. And we already know Salt Covenant and Blood Covenant is the same thing. It's just that they use salt instead of blood, right? And that book will go into more detail if you want to actually get some good resources and do some research. Those are good books to have. The books that I would recommend for first-time reading out of those 4, I would say The Threshold Covenant would be the one that I would suggest to most people to read. Why? Because I found it the easiest reading, very informative, very good. But his books like The Blood Covenant, that is chock-a-block full of fact after fact after fact after fact. The man was a very well-educated scholar. And in actual fact, that book of his, The Blood Covenant, is actually the only source that is cited by the Encyclopedia Britannica for the subject of blood covenant. It is held in that high regard, academically speaking. When you read his books, you realize that he is a Christian. But he's not writing as a Christian. He's writing as a scholar. And so I would recommend all of his books for a serious student of the subject. But if you're just looking for something that gives you a decent amount of information, I would suggest first of all reading The Threshold Covenant. And if you really want to get deep into it, then get The Blood Covenant. As I say, it's excellent, but it would be difficult reading for a lot of people because you don't just pick it up and read it like a novel. You use it like you would use an encyclopedia. Another thing that we looked at last week was the word chesed, and we spoke about how it is a word that incorporates love, strength, and steadfastness. All three of those attributes are incorporated in the word chesed. It's not just love, it's strong, steadfast love. It's eternal love. But it's love in the context of covenant. It's the devotion that you would give somebody that you are in covenant with. You wouldn't give it to just anybody else. There are some things that are only for your covenant partner. And chesed is one of those things. It is something that's valuable, and it's a part of your relationship with that person. You know, love is another one of those words, just like friend, that is rarely, if ever, defined. Because we use it all the time. And its meaning also becomes vague. What I see as love, you might not see as love. My definition might be different to yours. Your mother's definition might be different to your sister's definition, and so on. Every person has their own concept and definition for the word love. Truthfully, most of us never ever define it. We think we know what it is. But the bottom line in today's society seems to be that most people just think that love is a feeling. Love is a feeling. All the songs talk about how love is a feeling. In fact, we live in a world that is so focused on feelings that many of our decisions are based on feelings. Where instead, for us, especially as Christians, we should be spirit-led. Our decisions should be based on integrity, on truth, on what God is telling us to do, not on our feelings. And so it's most important to realize that love is not a feeling. You can feel warm and fuzzy towards someone, but that's not biblical love. God's love for you and I is always an action. There's always evidence of his love. Jesus Christ hanging on the cross is proof. It's a demonstration of God's love. There's no such thing as love without action, especially in the context of chesed. Does that mean that you won't have feelings for somebody that you love? No, not at all. Of course there will be feelings. But it's not about the feelings. If we look at 2 Samuel 9 verse 3, in the New King James Version it says, "Then the king said, is there not still someone of the house of Saul to whom I may show the chesed of God?" David was in covenant with Saul's son Jonathan. Saul and Jonathan at this stage were both dead. And David was now king. And as we look at this verse, we realize that King David was searching for survivors of Saul's family in order to show kindness to them because of the covenant. And so that is just something to bear in mind, that love is not a feeling. It's always an action. There's always evidence, there's always proof.